Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our Intermediate English Podcast.
It's great to have you with us again. You know, Elizabeth, sometimes I feel like days just fly by, and other times I check my calendar and wonder, is it really only Tuesday?
I know the feeling exactly. It really makes you think about how we even keep track of time, doesn't it? Today, we're diving into a truly fascinating piece of history that literally shaped how we organize our lives every single day.
That's right. We're talking about the forgotten genius who reshaped our modern calendar. You use it every day. You check your phone, you look at your desk calendar, but do you know the incredible story behind it? We'll uncover the brilliant mind behind our current calendar system and why his name isn't as famous as it absolutely should be.
Get ready to discover the secrets behind leap years, why certain months have the number of days they do, and why your birthday is on the specific date it is. It's all thanks to one person's amazing work.
To understand the genius we're talking about, we first need to understand the big problem he had to solve. For centuries, most of the Western world used a system called the Julian calendar. This was famously introduced by none other than Julius Caesar himself, all the way back in 45 BC.
Yes, and for a very long time, it actually worked pretty well. It was designed to have 365 days with an extra leap day added every 4 years. On the surface, it sounded quite simple and effective, right?
Almost perfect, but not quite. The main problem was that the Julian year was just a tiny bit too long. It was actually 11 minutes and 14 seconds longer than the Earth's actual solar year, which is the time it takes for the Earth to orbit the Sun.
This might not sound like much at all, just a few minutes, but over hundreds and hundreds of years, these small, unnoticed errors started to add up significantly. It became a noticeable and growing issue.
Exactly. By the 16th century, this difference had accumulated to about 10 full days. Imagine, the calendar was basically showing a date that was 10 days ahead of the actual position of the Earth in its orbit around the Sun.
This was causing major confusion and concern, especially for the church. Religious holidays, particularly Easter, which is traditionally tied to the vernal equinox, the official start of spring, were drifting further and further from their traditional correct dates.
Imagine celebrating spring holidays almost 2 weeks after spring had officially started. It just didn't feel right. Farmers also found it difficult to predict seasons for planting crops, and it affected many aspects of daily life. Something had to be done.
So, the stage was perfectly set for a major calendar reform. Everyone agreed a change was needed, but the big question was, who would be brilliant enough to figure out how to fix such a deeply ingrained system? It was a huge mathematical and astronomical challenge.
And here's where our forgotten genius steps into the spotlight. His name was Aloysius Lilius, though he was also known as Luigi Lilio. He was an incredibly talented Italian physician, astronomer, and chronologist. He was the brilliant mind who actually designed the new calendar system.
Many people today credit Pope Gregory XIII with the creation of the Gregorian calendar, and he did indeed implement it. However, it was Lilius's dedicated work that provided the scientific backbone, the detailed calculations, and the precise rules for the reform. He spent years meticulously calculating and developing a solution.
His main idea was to solve the recurring leap year problem. Instead of simply having a leap day every 4 years, Lilius proposed a much more precise rule. He suggested that a year is a leap year if it is divisible by 4, unless it is also divisible by 100, but not by 400.
So, this meant that years like 1700, 1800, and 1900 were not leap years, even though they are perfectly divisible by 4. But the year 2000 was a leap year because it is divisible by 400. This very clever rule made the calendar significantly more accurate and fixed the slow drifting problem.
He also devised a sophisticated system for calculating the exact date of Easter, ensuring it stayed consistent and accurate with the vernal equinox. His entire proposal was incredibly comprehensive, meaning it covered everything and was scientifically very sound.
Sadly, Lilius died in 1576, before his revolutionary calendar could be officially implemented. He never saw his life's work put into practice. It was his brother, Antonio Lilius, who later presented his completed manuscript and detailed plans to Pope Gregory XIII.
With Lilius's work finally in hand, Pope Gregory XIII officially adopted these much-needed reforms. On February 24, 1582, he issued a papal bull, which is a formal public decree, called Inter Gravissimus. This introduced what we now know as the Gregorian calendar.
To immediately correct the accumulated 10-day error from the old Julian calendar, a very bold and unusual step was taken. 10 days were simply skipped. People went to bed on Thursday, October 4th, 1582, and woke up to Friday, October 15th, 1582.
Imagine that! Just skipping 10 days from your life. You wouldn't wake up the next morning on October 5th, but on October 15th. This drastic change immediately aligned the calendar with the solar year again, solving the drifting problem instantly.
The adoption of this new calendar wasn't instant everywhere across the world, though. Catholic countries quickly switched to the Gregorian calendar, but Protestant nations and Orthodox countries took centuries to fully adopt the new system. It caused a lot of debate and resistance.
Great Britain and its colonies, including what would become the United States, for example, didn't switch until 1752. That's almost 170 years after it was introduced. Think about how confusing that must have been, with different dates in different places.
Despite the initial resistance and slow adoption in some parts of the world, Lilius's system eventually became the international standard. It is the calendar we all use today, precise enough that it will only accumulate an error of 1 day in about 30 years. That's truly amazing accuracy.
So, while Pope Gregory XIII gets the historical credit for officially implementing it, it was Aloysius Lilius, the brilliant but often overlooked scholar, who truly gave us the gift of an accurate and consistent calendar system. He was a true forgotten genius.
What an incredible journey through time and numbers! We've learned about the flaws of the old Julian calendar, the ingenious mathematical solution proposed by Aloysius Lilius, and how Pope Gregory XIII eventually implemented the precise calendar system we rely on today.
It's incredible to think that something as fundamental and everyday as our calendar has such a rich and complex history, and to know that its true architect remains largely unknown to the general public. It just shows how much there is to discover in history.
Absolutely. So, the next time you mark a date in your planner, or check your phone for the day, or count down to a special event like a holiday or a birthday, remember Aloysius Lilius, the genius who truly reshaped our modern calendar.
Thank you so much for joining us on this historical adventure. We really hope you enjoyed learning about this fascinating topic and the incredible mind behind our calendar.
Join us next time for more interesting stories and to continue improving your English listening skills. Until then, take care, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.